Welcome to the voice of St. Anthony Parish from Allston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL, 950 AM, 100.3 FM. You can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can check out the website, check out the archives of the show over there, and all kinds of things. So check us out, Catholic Audio Media. And don't forget to tell your friends where you're hearing this program. We're at WROL, 950 AM at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and CatholicAudioMedia.com after that, and you can hear those programs anytime. Well, today we have Kevin Donahue, who is the principal of St. Teresa of the Child School in Somerville, Massachusetts, telling us all about Catholic education and his experience as being the principal of the school, coming to us from California. Let's go to the interview. Why don't we begin? Let everyone know you are Kevin Donahue, and you're entering your, the second year as principal over at St. Teresa of the Child Jesus School in Somerville?
Yes, sir. This is year two. Our school year starts in 3 weeks now.
3 weeks, really? Is it September or August?
We start right after Labor Day, so we're September 6th.
Oh, good. Good. And, you know, you're coming here from California, so tell us a little bit of your history.
So I grew up in Tampa, Florida, attending Catholic school as a child, both for elementary and high school. Mm-hmm. And then for college, I attended the University of Notre Dame, mm-hmm. Another Catholic school. And
right.
Then I went into their student teaching program. So it's similar to Teach for America. The program is called the Alliance for Catholic Education. And I spent 2 years as a fifth grade teacher in inner city Los Angeles. In a wow. Catholic school, and spent basically almost a decade in schools in the Archdiocese of Los Angeles, both as a teacher, a vice principal, and then eventually a principal.
You're coming from Hawthorne, which, as I remember, I used to live in San Diego, and I actually lived in Long Beach for a while. So Hawthorne is in the Archdiocese of Los Angeles. Is it? It's outside of what, Carson, maybe?
Yes. Yeah. So we're basically the closest community to the airport. So if you fly into LAX, you will fly over Hawthorne. Many of our families in the parish worked in hospitality industries, either at the airport or around the airport, or, you know, freight related to the airport.
Oh, of course. Yeah. LAX right there. Yeah. I knew it sounded familiar. That's why Interstate 5, right?
Yeah. We're right where the 405 and the tail end of the 105 meet.
You know, it's funny because that's exactly where people have seen the Californians on Saturday Night Live. That's exactly the way everyone speaks from California. It's all, the 405 and the 5. And the, yeah.
that SNL sketch is definitely a big part of my life.
Is it really?
Yep.
Well, very good. And so you've come here with your family, and you're here in the Boston area, which is different, if for no other reason than weather-wise, from Los Angeles. And what's that transition like?
I think my wife and I were definitely worried. We have four kids, and mm-hmm. this is their first time really being in winter or in seasons, period.
Oh, yeah.
I always joke that both Florida, where I grew up, and California, you know, where we live for so long, we don't have a climate. We have salsa, where the weather is either hot, medium, or mild, depending on the time of the year.
Oh, that's great. I never heard that before. That's a great line. Yeah.
Yeah. So so it was definitely an adjustment. But the kids, you know, at the end of the day, they loved it. And it was just making sure that they were bundled up when they needed to be bundled up.
Sure. Did they have any issue adjusting to the cold?
No, they did a fantastic job, and I think it speaks to just, you know, their willingness to try something new, and in some cases actually jump into the snow, but jump mm-hmm. into the colder weather for sure.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. And of course, I've seen you guys around and getting used to the snow and the whole bit. And it is. It's an adventure in New England, and the snow makes a big part of it.
Yes, yes, for sure. And honestly, I think now that we've kind of had the year to settle in and see the whole spectrum, we love it. You know, the Boston area is great. It's definitely more family friendly than our area of Los Angeles was, and really blessed to take opportunities of, you know, the great parks and you know, places here in Boston and in kind of greater New England.
Wow. Wow. That's great to hear that. And, you know, I know that, again, we do have the great parks and everything in the area, and that's something that we proud ourselves on. And we even built one, which you weren't here for that. But the center of the city used to have this huge elevated highway, which they've taken down. And now that's all green space, and it's a beautiful area as well. Well, how would you rate the differences? Rate isn't the right word, but how would you describe the difference between the Catholic community in Los Angeles and the Catholic community in New England, or if we can even broaden it out, West Coast and New England, where the Northeast?
Well, I mean, the biggest difference is obviously in Los Angeles in particular, you and San Diego, you do have that heavy Central American influence, especially Mexican. The school I was at, we were about 80% Latino. We had 11 masses, 7 of which were in Spanish.
Wow.
So I think obviously the cultural traditions and norms from Mexico, Guatemala, Honduras, El Salvador, impacted the way we celebrated the mass. So, you know, Our Lady of Guadalupe was probably one of the three biggest feast days of the year. With on those days, you know, people would be at our school site preparing for days before, and then not just in terms of the novena, but in terms of decorating and preparing the church to celebrate what in many parishes in the area was an all night event. So I think you do kind of have that cultural influence, but I think broader and I think most people that have been to the West Coast know that it's a little bit more relaxed, a little bit more touchy-feely, if that kind of makes sense.
Sure, yeah, exactly.
I know, Father Bob, you and I were talking about, you know, even at the Our Father, right? Like, it is very common in a West Coast Mass to hold hands with whoever's next to you, whether they're family, friend, or you know, stranger. Mm-hmm. And I that is definitely not the norm here. Masses in Boston and in New England. And I think a little bit of that, you know, kind of Puritan, I don't want to say standoffness, but Puritan isolationism almost, I think, is kind of that marker from what it is on the West Coast.
Yeah, that's true. A lot of people don't understand that the church styles are very different. It's the same religion, the same faith. We believe the same thing, but the styles are very different. And so when someone comes here, and as I've seen, without giving them the warning ahead of time, and the Our Father comes up and they reach out to the person next to them, and the person, what are you doing? And they don't understand that. That's not a practice that we do here. It's just a different practice.
Right. And I think even at, I went to Mass earlier today for the Assumption, and I think even at the sign of peace, right? It was a lot more like, and obviously COVID plays a role in this, but it was, you know, a, kind of a bow or an acknowledgement from across the room. Whereas, if anything, you know, the sign of the peace in many of the churches in LA is like five minutes long if people are greeting, you know, anyone in the area of the church that they've even seen before. With a handshake or a hug or even a kiss or other sign of affection. And I think it's and again, that is almost certainly influenced by Central American Mexican culture, which is a bit more emotionally demonstrative.
We'll be back with more of the interview with Kevin Donahue of St. Teresa of the Child School in Somerville, Massachusetts, right after this. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online on the free apps or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. And don't forget our own website, CatholicAudioMedia.com, where you can check out the archives of the show. You can connect to the parish, St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. And you can also send us feedback. You can send us a donation. You can do all kinds of things over there. Sign up for our Substack newsletter. You can do that over there at CatholicAudioMedia.com. And you can also connect to our parish at stsaintanthonyalston.org. Let's return to our interview with Kevin Donahue of St. Teresa of the Child School in Somerville, Massachusetts. Well, if you're talking to someone, how would you describe the goal of Catholic education?
Well, I always, I put this sign up in our school. Our goal is to work with parents to form saints and leaders.
Ooh.
I think one of the things that hopefully differentiates our Catholic schools from other schools is working hard to make that a real partnership between the family, grandparents, parents, aunts, uncles, centered around the child.
Wow, that's very good. So it's really bringing that whole generational aspect of the faith into the school.
100%. I think, you know, ideally, and you know, I think if you went to a Catholic school 100 years ago where family life was centered on the parish and on the school, my hope is that even in these times where, you know, we have different activities and Cub Scouts over here and baseball's over here and dance is over there and, you know, work and a million things going on, that we still have a place that kind of unites us and brings us together.
We'll be hearing more from Kevin Donahue, the principal of St. Teresa of the Child School in Somerville, Massachusetts, on tomorrow and Thursday. So tune us in there. And you can also hear the program later after it drops at 3:16 in the afternoon, which is in about 2 minutes, 3:16 in the afternoon at CatholicAudioMedia.com. Well, we'll see you tomorrow. Have a blessed day. If you would like to support our program, please consider a donation to St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. There are several ways to consider this. One is to purchase any of our merchandise, which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. There are coffee mugs there. There's also my latest book, Encounter Christ in Your Humanity, all of which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can also donate to the show directly through either the Donate tab, also at CatholicAudioMedia.com, or by sending a donation through the U.S. Postal Service with your questions and comments at 43 Holton Street, Alston, Massachusetts, 02134. That's St. Anthony Parish, 43 Holton Street, Alston, Massachusetts, 02134. Finally, the best way you can support our parish is to attend Mass on Sundays at 10 o'clock and be a part of our parish. We thank you for any support you would like to give to St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts, the sponsoring parish for this media outreach to Catholics and other Christians in the WROL, WEZE, and podcast listening audience. In Cristo vivimos.